I deeply apologize for the trouble and heartbreak that we caused today. You know, we've spent the last few months trying to get ahead of this whole threat so that we could provide as much notification and preparation time to the public. Today was something that I regret because I accept responsibility for this. This is my team. We made a mistake. We're going to take processes and study this so that this doesn't happen again. Let me go over, you were distributed today a press release, I believe, hard copy. There's a timeline in that. I'd like to spend a few minutes just going over that timeline. At 0805 this morning, our state warning point, which is my 24/7 operation group, did a change of shift preparation, and at the end of each, the new incoming shift will do a check or a test of the ballistic missile preparation checklist. So at 0805, this test started. At 0807 is when the trigger is pulled on the test. The wrong button was pushed on this test. It went into an actual event versus a test. At 8:10 a.m., we of course got messages on our wireless emergency system, the telephones and so on, and calls that this had gone out. And at that point in time, we started the recall or the cancellation process. At 8:20 a.m., Hawaii Emergency Management Agency issued a public notification of cancellation. At 8:24 a.m., Governor Ige retweets our message of the cancellation notice. At 8:30 a.m., Governor posts the cancellation notification on the Facebook page. And at 8:45 a.m., after getting authorization from FEMA's IPAWS Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, HAIIM issued a civil emergency message that verbally alerted people that a missile was not incoming and this was a false alarm. One thing that we have to work on more is the cancellation notice in this event. Our focus now, of course, is not to have any more false alarms going out. And by doing this, we're working on procedures that have already been implemented. The first of all, the governor has directed that we hold off any more tests until we get this squared away. What has already been put in place is a two-person rule that during a drill, there will always be two people there before the button is pushed for both drills and for the actual alert. The other point is the cancellation message. We will have a cancellation template that's already been inserted, whereby that cancellation message already prescripted would go out and say that this is a false alarm and there's no missile inbound. I have to emphasize that at 8:10 a.m., right after this went out, General Logan called Pacific Command to confirm that there was no missile inbound. And that was our priority for us to make sure that that word got out. Again, I apologize for this. This is my responsibility, my team. But please keep in mind that, again, the threat is there. If this comes out, you're going to have only about 12 to 13 minutes of warning for an actual event. And please take this to heart. Again, I apologize for what's happened.